So on the journey here, of course, Tessa, because you were the last person to arrive, and only after saying to Hannah, well, I've got to eat something, and then I've got to sort of work our way through that whole process, but you had the joy of travelling with the Royce family.
I did, and it was brilliant. I actually had their little daughter, Bridget, and she was singing me some of her songs from her pantomime that she's practising for at school.
Bridget, were you singing songs to Tessa?
Yeah, I sing the Christmas play ones.
This isn't Let It Go Again, is it?
No.
What is it then?
Well, there's one called It's Gotta Be Me, and I sang the one called Welcome. I sang the one that was, with the eight dwarves, Spread a Little Magic, and What Would You Wish?
And you got all of that?
I got all of that. She has learnt her lines well and her song. She's going to do very well in the show.
I feel obviously Hannah and Natasha just simply playing some Enya and some Siren News. It just couldn't compete, really.
I could have sung for you, Alex, if you'd wanted me to. You might have needed earplugs, though.
Way forward. Sue, how many food and gift fairs have you actually been to?
Actually, this is my first one here, and I have to say, we've done a quick speed circuit round, and it's really wonderful to see so many of the traditional Lincolnshire foodie storeholders that I've known ever since my childhood. So, you know, there are people making plum bread and stuffed chine and the different cheeses that we've got. It's fantastic. I'm really impressed.
I've got to say, I've maintained this for the last few years, I think actually this is better than the Christmas market.
Yes, controversially, and yeah. I have been to the Christmas market, and I do like it on a Thursday when it's a local. I like it on a Thursday when it's a little bit quieter, but this actually gives you time to stand and talk to the storeholders and actually, you know, get their Christmas crafts in your hands and be able to, you know, to talk to them about it.
So, Hannah, where would you point the Royce family? I mean, I'm thinking probably Bridget is very much in keen for, will be keeping one of those microwave teddy bears. But there are all sorts of things that could... What would you recommend for the Royce family to check out?
Oh, well, definitely the microwave teddy bears.
It's not cruel, Sue, don't worry. I won't exclude that.
It's all good to keep you warm. There was also this lovely stall with lots of different types of honey, which was very nice. You get to go taste them.
Bridget likes honey, yeah.
And Natasha, anything to add?
I think just look out for that microwavable dragon. I've fallen in love with it.
I must say that the baubles, the handcrafted baubles that we're standing behind now, there's such a vast array of them. They've caught my eye.
Sue, you know, we've already done Sound and Next Vision. Don't get me started on baubles, please.
No, these are beautiful, different shaped baubles with snowflakes inside them and little reindeers.
We've already got two first years in trauma after yesterday's session, so who knows what's going to happen.
That's true. Yes, that's true.
And Sam Stone has joined us now. So whilst we're actually here, and David J. Howe. And strangely enough, David has a glass of wine in his hand, which is great there. Sam, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Alex. How are you today?
Very good. Welcome to, again, another sort of semi-official location report. What are your thoughts on your first Lincolnshire food and gift fair?
I think it's absolutely amazing. I'm really impressed already with the amount of food, the amount of gifts. Great time of year to do it, of course. What about you, David?
It's tremendous. It's really festive. It's almost cold enough outside to snow. It's brilliant. But yeah, no, I mean, from what I've seen so far, I love it. The cheese was lovely. Have you had the cheese?
No, I haven't tasted the cheeses yet, but we've worked our way through that. Natasha, thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, I think I agree, actually, what Sue was saying in terms of the Christmas market. And this is so lovely because you're not packed in like sardines. You get time to browse and look. And
yeah. It's really good. Oh, they're doing introductions now. Gosh.
Well, it's all the official sort of lines coming
through. It's all go, isn't it?
But we have to ask Sam, how did she find her car parking space today? Did you get car parked successfully?
I did. Thank you so much, Miss Letter. Yes, I got great car parking.
Did they look after you? I mean, because obviously looking after the talent as a radio broadcaster, very important, where you looked after.
They did, and we did really well. In fact, we had a whole day scheduled for recording, and we got it all in the bag before lunchtime. So I'm quite impressed.
Tessa.
Well, have you checked out the honey stall? Because there's you have to go over and taste them because there's so many on offer and they're so good.
You'll love that, David.
I know. Well, we've not eaten yet today, so I'm looking forward to grazing on as much as I can.
Quite literally, ape days.
Yes. And right next to that, you've got like pistachios and jelly beans and everything, so you'll like that as well, I think.
I was just admiring these beautiful decorations here that are only a pound each. Well, I'm thinking how how wonderful they're going to look at my tree, actually, because I'm going to take it to one of those home with me, I think, tonight.
Sue, you're obviously right. The baubles have proved to be attractive.
They are in vogue today.
So many times I feel as though I'm here between Sound and Nick's Vision's co-presenter and, of course, the Stone Tapes. It's almost as though we're sandwiched between what happens on Thursdays, really.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's fantastic, Alex, yes. I think it's absolutely tremendous. And I think if anybody is out and about in Lincoln, it's over the weekend, isn't it? Over this coming weekend, this will be an absolutely amazing place to come because you can get food and drink and you can browse and see all these amazing Christmas decorations and toys and gifts and... I mean, I'm not under-exaggerating when I say there is probably literally something here for every single person that you know, from uncles to kids and everything in between. It's amazing. It's so good.
Well, there we are, you see, David. It shows you need to have faith in your Midweek Drive producer.
Absolutely.
All works.
Absolutely.
Well, we've gone through what I always refer to at the Food and Gift Fair as the airlock, that kind of sort of segment which takes us from one segment of the centre through to the other major segment. I mean, you seem to have cope with that stress quite well, Hannah.
I manage. I'm just having the different smells. Like, you go from one area and it just smells like Christmas candles almost, and then you've got the hog roast smell. Now you're in here and it's a different Christmassy smell. It's brilliant.
Tessa, you, of course, are bringing the entire Snart family here over the weekend. It's as if there's no stopping the Snarts on tour. So, do you think they're going to appreciate this?
Oh, they definitely will. My nan will love all the foodie stalls and everything. They'll definitely love it here.
And Natasha?
I'm just admiring this lovely, huge Christmas tree behind you, Alex. The decorations everywhere, they've just gone all out this year.
Well, it is, of course, the tree. And clearly, with the Christmas Food and Gift Fair, we need to have a shot of the Midweek Drive X team before the tree, in front of the tree, whatever preposition you want to actually use for that sort of perspective. As we continue our little location report, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM's Midweek Drive on location at the 2016 Lincoln Food and Gift Fair. And so, clearly, after having a chat earlier with the legendary Amelia Chambers, I would say, let's get the pronunciation correct, and, of course, the equally legendary Jane Southall, then what can we actually do other than check out the extraordinarily talented Sally Mundy? How are you, Sally?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex.
We have three Midweek Drivettes who are currently busy filling in things. So what are they busy filling in at present?
They are busy filling in entry into our free prize draw to win one of these luxury hampers here with all products donated from our exhibitors here tonight.
Sure. Now, some of our other team, because we've had quite an expanded squad here, because we've got the Rice family, who we've sort of left in the other side of the airlock, as I say. We've also had Sam Stone and David J. Howe, who are beside themselves with joy and happiness from this point of view. This just seems to be better than ever. I mean, you know, just when you think each year they can't improve the bar any further, you guys have gone and done it.
Well, we are very proud of this event. It's the most amazing event to be involved in and to organise. And we're very fortunate that we have a very loyal band of local exhibitors who support us year on year. But each year we get new inquiries from new exhibitors who really nicely have heard about us from other people at other events. So that's fantastic, and it keeps the event fresh, and actually, like the Lincolnshire Show, it's got to evolve year on year, so we're offering something different and new.
Well, Tessa, as we said, is bringing her entire family tomorrow. How many snarts will actually be present on the showground?
Well, let me count, about eight, I believe.
Eight of us.
Wow.
It's my mum's birthday, so we're bringing her here, and it gets into the Christmas mood, so...
Perfect.
So, Tessa, your thoughts this evening? I mean, it's not a case you step through the door thinking, oh my God, what have we arranged for our mum's birthday?
Oh, absolutely not. I know she will love it here, and you've done a beautiful job. What would you recommend people should come and see? Because obviously there's so many stalls here, and I don't think you can really compare. But for those who say haven't got a lot of time on the day, what stall would you say they should go and see?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot, and I'm not sure I can single out one. But
if it helps, well, I think we've been particularly taken by the microwavable teddy bears. They've expanded well. The people in the Pink Pin Farms. I'll continue talking whilst, of course, the PA goes off, because Sally, obviously multitasking here, she can cope with this, etc. I know she can, because she's quality sort of soul. And of course, the Italian sort of selection and the food. I mean, they were all very good.
Oh, they were brilliant. The almonds and the pistachios, and oh, they were so lovely, imported from Italy. So. Yeah.
And new to the actual event this year. They were already very impressed, but new exhibitors. And it's nice to see that, obviously, exhibitors have been here before, really thriving. We talked about, obviously, the Pink Pig Farm sort of folk, etc., and another Sally, of course, doing her stuff there. Really good. Natasha, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just saying how well the whole thing just comes off organised. How many years have you actually been running this now?
This is the event's 16th year, so it started life in foot and mouth year when the Lincolnshire Show had to be cancelled, and as an agricultural society we needed another source of income. So it sat with us for a while, and then Taste of Lincolnshire, as they were then, took the event and organised it themselves for a few years.
Whatever happened to Lydia?
Sorry, I just
put that in as a sort of random question, really. That's all. She, you know,
I know where Lydia is.
Last time I worked with her was actually at Burley Horse Trials.
Ah. So, anyway, Lydia aside, it came back in-house to us about 6 years ago, and I think it would be fair to say it's grown massively in size since then and in attendance and everything, a number of stalls. So, because there really is something for everybody, young or old, you know, there is lots and lots here to do.
So if Hannah returns to Harwich over the holiday period, which she's prone to do, and says, this is what Harwich needs, what advice? Do you think some advice for Harwich, do you think?
Oh, yes. Harwich could do with something like this. It's lovely here, so anywhere could do with something like this, really.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you. I mean, we're really proud of it. And I think what's so nice about it is the variety of stands that are here, the fact it's indoors, the fact there's masses of free parking. We've obviously this year introduced a children's area, which isn't running tonight, but will be open tomorrow and Sunday. So Santa's workshop upstairs, where there are endless free craft activities for children. Well, I say children, young children, old children, all ages.
Children at heart.
Yeah. Children at heart.
And Rachel and Amelia, like some kind of wonderful Risley and Isles, private detectives doing their own sort of stuff. Astonishing, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think it was Hannah who spotted this wonderful device that we see in front of us now.
Yes, it's a ladybird, but not just any bird. It looks like a ladybird Hoover. I am intrigued.
A ladybird Hoover. And a lady who's actually wearing a kind of ladybird outfit is...
Victoria.
Victoria, tell us about this ladybird Hoover, which presumably ties in with Crumbs Away.
That's right. It's a very fantastic gadget that's suitable for children and adults alike. Everybody can use it. So for the kids, it's good fun for the Lego. You can use it for pet hair, sweeps up the crumbs. And we do a small size one as well. It's good for hobbycraft and for cars and caravans.
Jessa.
I think this is an amazing idea, especially for those with little children. It can get them involved, I guess, with tidying up, but in a fun way.
The children love it because it's magic. Everything disappears, so it's great fun for the kids. They like the disappearing act, so they can use it themselves. They treat it like a little pet ladybird, so they go around feeding the ladybird with the crumbs.
Natasha.
I was just watching you then sweep up everything. It works really efficiently, doesn't it? How long have you been involved in this project?
About 4 or 5 years now. I've been selling them direct to the public, and we also have online websites and sell them through catalogue companies. But yeah, it picks all the tiny bits up. Like you say, it's very effective, very efficient, but very simple technology as well, so nothing to go wrong. There's no batteries or electricity, so it's so environmentally friendly.
It's a win-win situation, clearly. And have you been to the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair before?
We have. It's wonderful here. We love coming here. It captures the Christmas atmosphere, the smells of Christmas, all the tastes, the build-up to Christmas. We love it.
So as we look into 2017, will you be out with the country shows at all, or will you say, no, if you want to reach us, you need to contact us online?
Yeah, we're online, but we do the country shows as well, and we're also back in Lincolnshire for the summer one.
The Lincolnshire Show.
With the main one in the summer, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to touching base with you then. Whereabouts have you come from today?
Edwalton in Nottingham.
Ah, Edwalton in Nottingham. Mm. I don't know where it is, but it's a wonderful stuff there. Right, really delighted to touch base with your good self, and keep on keeping on.
Thank you very much.
Pocklington's. The bakery that was established in 1924 and still is award-winning, and we're delighted now to be able to speak once again to...
Holly Pocklington.
Holly, as we've said, whether we've seen you at the Lincolnshire Show unloading stuff outside the whole material, coping with the sort of pressure of the family sort of business and so on, or indeed here, there's just quality throughout here. So another good year, I presume?
Yeah, I hope so. Last year was really good here.
Okay. Now, serious business now. All three Midrick Drivettes are entering our Christmas bake-off challenge. This takes place in a couple of weeks' time, December the 14th, okay, or thereabouts. What's the advice that Pocklington's can give Hannah, Natasha and Tessa here in terms of really making their entries into the Christmas Bake Off just that extra bit special? Is it a case of just buy a cake from Pocklington's and pretend it's your own?
A lot of people actually do that, yeah.
Yeah, I know, yes.
Just be creative, use your imagination, don't be afraid to step outside the box a bit.
Does that help, Hannah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of doing assorted Christmas biscuits, but I'm trying to think of different Christmas flavours. Do you have any examples or ideas for me?
Something we've got here, if I could grab one to show you. It's a mince pie cookie whoopie. So we've got two cookies that have got mince meat in with the cookie mix and then mince meat buttercream in the middle, but it tastes exactly like a mince pie. So you could do something similar to that if you wanted to do biscuits.
That sounds delicious.
Natasha?
Yeah, no, I think creativity is great. Do you prefer something in terms of your cakes? Do you prefer classical or do you prefer something a bit out the box? What would you push me towards?
If it's Christmas themed, I think people generally prefer the traditional things. So all our cakes, Christmas pudding, are made to a traditional recipe. But then modern things, younger generation do prefer, like this giant Battenberg we have here. I mean, they're great sellers. They're bit more different.
Tessa, are you more of a traditional or a giant Battenberg gal? This could be critical for your future career.
Well, I think I'm a bit of both, but I do like traditional. I've got to say, we keep it traditional at home for Christmas. So yes, and you've got a lot on offer here. I mean, the caramel tarts, the luxury Battenberg, the Yule log, which is personally my favourite.
It's a win-win situation. And a plug for, I believe, your mum, who's here as well?
Yeah, this is my mother, Tina, helping me tonight. She's waving, not that you can see.
We love Tina. Every year, Tina gives us a wave on radio, and it's so important. You know, it just gets the message across there that she is waving. Honestly, she's a real person. It's great.
Just ask her to sing. Yeah, just ask her to sing.
We might not go that far. But anyway, great stuff. Pocklington's, of course, available online. What's the web address? You have a web address?
Yeah, it's www.pocklingtons-bakery.co.uk.
Have a sensational food and gift. I might indeed actually sort of treat the midweek driver to one of those wonderful things, the mince pie cookies that were actually around, in the spirit of the whole thing. And here's to successful 2017.
Thank you very much.
Well, it is the food and gift fair, and we've now moved to another one of those legendary stalwarts of the whole exhibition and the whole event, Sweets of Yesteryear, with
Jim Crennell.
Jim, how has 2016 been for your good self? Donald Trump elected president, Brexit, Sweets of Yesteryear, is it still keeping us going?
Yeah, everybody's still liking sweets, which is a good job. So it's been a good year this year, so looking forward to 2017.
Always. Hannah.
Well, I love sweets, so this looks like a lovely stall, but it seems like you've got something for everyone, a mixture of fudge, chocolate, gummy sweets. Do you have a personal favourite here?
Well, we make all the fudges ourselves, so probably I'm a plain fudge man, really. Although I do like Bailey's, so I like the Bailey's fudge as well. But there's quite a few that I like. You know, the chewing nuts. I don't know whether you remember chocolate-coated toffee, because a lot of the children think they're nuts. But of course, the Americans called them chewing nuts, and we carried on the tradition here. But very hard to get a hold of, but managed to do it again, so... Those are a few of the favourites, yeah.
Sweets you cannot find in other traditional stores you can access from Sweets of Yesteryear. Natasha?
Yeah, I'm just admiring the whole selection here. I'm looking particularly, you've got different colours on your fudges. Is that something you're doing new, or is that always happened there?
No, it's the orange and strawberry and mint are traditional ones. Our licorice on the end there is a new one that we've started. A lot of people are eating licorice now, so... We've got a few things on here, the licorice. We've never made licorice fudge. So we've tried a few recipes, and this one seems to have been a winner. So everybody likes licorice.
Tessa, being a bit of a pioneer, we'll be bringing another 7 snart people actually along tomorrow, one of whom is her mum, who's celebrating her birthday. So, Tessa, your thoughts for yourself? What do you think your mum would actually go for here?
Oh, she likes nugget, if you do any kind of nugget or any of that.
We tried nugget, but because we do a lot of outdoor shows, it gets very sticky very quickly. It's not very good for our temperature over here, so people can't... Because our idea is where you take a bag and you help yourself, so if they can't get it, people tend to not want to fight with it, so unfortunately...
As you know, Jim, I usually ensure that Madrid drivers do actually have one of these self-help bags, so we'll be asking you to do that in a few seconds. But Tessa, any thoughts in terms of the alternative to nuggets?
Oh, yeah, definitely the fudge. I mean, my dad's a big fan, and so am I, and I absolutely love licorice. So now you've combined the two, that is a dream for me.
Well, we tried to make obviously we're thinking about healthier options, and we've tried to make the fudge using artificial sweeteners, but unfortunately, you just can't get the taste. So unfortunately, sugar is the main ingredient, so...
It'll all work wonderful. It's Sweets of Yesteryear. I can't believe it's amazing. 1.69 pence per 100 grams there. Jim, a delight as ever. I don't know, the girls actually still make their choices now, I think?
Yeah, they can make whatever choices they like, yeah.
Off you go, ladies. And clearly, if you're looking at good quality crafts, the outstanding quality of some of these images and portraits we're actually looking at present is pretty impressive. Hannah, you were particularly taken with the Highland cattle, I believe.
Oh yes, especially the one who looks so photogenic. I mean, it's a painting, not a photograph, but it's the way, it's like this wind machine blowing its hair. It just looks so stylish and sassy almost.
Would you like to speak now to
Marie Myers?
Now, Marie, are you responsible for this whole package? Is this all part of your package? Share with us why you're here today.
Well, we have a shop over at Horncastle. We sell giftware and then a selection of frame prints and canvases. So I've just bought basically some of those to sell tonight over the weekend.
Tessa?
Well, I see some beautiful images of New York, sort of, it's a Christmas scene, and I think that's definitely going to get people into the Christmas spirit, and they'd look gorgeous on somebody's wall, so, yeah.
Tasha?
Yeah, no, I was just looking at them all. I was wondering if you do Christmas cards with any of the prints on, or...?
We do have Christmas cards in our shop, haven't got any here tonight, but yeah, we do a selection of different cards, yeah.
It'd be wonderful, I imagine.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to actually check out the rest of the food and gift fair, or is it a case of no? I'm here for the 2 days of the weekend and the press night as well.
To be honest, I don't actually get much of a chance to look around. It's pretty much you get here and you're on your stand, and that's as far as you get.
Just as well, you can download the podcast from southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com and look at the photos on Facebook then, isn't it, really?
Do that, yeah. Good idea.
So you said the Horncastle shop is there. Is there a web presence as well that you have?
Yeah, we've got an online shop, so all our pictures are at thecountrystyle.co.uk for selection online.
And Natasha, your favourite?
It has to be the Highland cow. It has to be the one Hannah described to you earlier. He just looks like he could be the sixth member of One Direction. It's brilliant.
I've not heard him described as that before, but yeah, good idea.
It's all in the branding, obviously. Yeah. All in the branding. Okay, so Siren FM, Southside Broadcasting, on location at the Food and Gift Fair, and we see that our pioneers here, Ace author Sam Stone and David J. Howe, have been out and about tasting things, and we find ourselves with Scrubbies.
Yes, good evening to you.
So share with us, we're speaking to the legend who is?
John Brumby.
And how did you get involved with Scrubby?
Well, actually, myself and my wife were the founders of Scrubbies. The company has recently been sold to a third party. However, we're still actively involved with this. And we wanted to bring a healthier vegetable crisp to market. So 5 years ago, this is what we did. And we have a unique cooking method, which has proved very popular.
Okay. Well, Sam Stone is known for her culinary tastes and discernment in such matters. So, Sam, what have you found, or what's your thoughts on the Scrubby brand?
I think they're absolutely delicious, particularly the mixed root vegetable ones. They're absolutely lovely, and I like the four veg an awful lot.
Thumbs up from one of the nation's favourite authors there. Can't get better than that. I noticed David J. Howe is taking photographs as we speak. Natasha, questions from yourself.
Is this your first time at the gift market, or have
no,
you been?
We've actually done this event for the last, I think this is our fourth year of doing it, and it's a really, really successful event, and we've been in this corner stand all the time, and we really like it. People have got to know where we are year on year, so it's a really successful event, and it gets an increasing following year on year out.
Clearly you've been so popular in the past, we just haven't managed to sort of reach you whilst we've been covering this, so we put that right this year, which is very important. Hannah's obviously tucking into the whole system there. Do you have a favourite yourself in terms of which one would you say is it the vegetable blend, beetroot, sweet potato, parsnip and carrot crisp?
My favourite is the sweet potato, I must confess. I'm a big sweet potato, and secondly the beetroot, which is partly why we brought out the sweet and beet mix, because that was a personal favourite, so it was a bit of a personal indulgence, that one.
Hannah, you've tasted them. What do you make of them?
They are lovely. It's so different, and you can really taste the vegetables in their taste, and so unique. They're lovely, and I've not tasted anything like them before.
Thank you. That's really, really nice to hear. Thank you.
And Tessa?
Well, they're definitely a healthier option to normal crisps, and I think that's great, because I would personally prefer to eat these to normal everyday ones you find in the shop, so...
It's a win-win situation, clearly.
Thank you. Well, we are, so because of the cooking technique, we are 30% less fat, 80% less calories, and the whole crisp range is gluten-free as well.
And a name check for your top assistant who's doing wonders now.
This is my daughter, Abigail.
Well, Abigail, doing
which
great
means,
stuff there.
Alex, that I'm going to be eating these all the way home, guilt-free.
And you can't say better than that. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much for your time.
The great thing about the press night, of course, at the Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair is you get celebrities who just happen to appear as if by magic. And it's Neil Curtis, the Neil Curtis. Yay! How are you, Neil?
Very well, you. And very well, and you?
Very good, yeah. I mean, it's obviously, it's unusual seeing you without the full costume and regalia on, of sort of, you know, your white outfit and so on, and with a slab of bacon beside you.
That's very true. And it's nice to wander around and see what's on show here. And it's fantastic to see the variety of all different products on show, and it's great to see it.
And you're even availing yourself of the profiteroles, little Dutch pancakes as well.
Yeah, that's right, because I used to eat them, enjoy them when I worked in Holland many years ago, so it's a nice reminder of those times.
Tessa, the Neil, I know it's very exciting, carry on.
I know, I can't believe it. I literally love your shops. Oh, right. I literally, every time my sister and me go by your cake shop, we go, oh, look, it's Curtis's. So do you have any here tonight? Do you have a stall?
We don't have a stall. I'm wearing a different hat tonight. I'm chairman of Lincolnshire County Foods, and we organised the poacher competition, which was held last month for specialty foods in the county. And what we did, we had over 400 entries from all over the county, butchers and bakers. I had over 40 entrants who took part, and in various categories, and to find out the best products from out of the county, of pork pie, sausages, bacon, plum bread, hazelnut, stuffed chine.
You do this every year, Neil. You always sort of like to sort of get our taste buds watering. It's cruel, really. Hannah.
Well, I'm like Tess, and I love your bakeries, and they saved me one day last year when we had a big falling out of my flat, and my mum just told me to go buy a cake, and I went and got toast buns, and I loved it. But I was wondering, do you have a favourite baked good that you sell? Or?
Oh, and quite a few different baked goods as such. We have custard tarts.
Do you know Claire Whittaker?
Yes.
That's for her.
All right, thank you very much.
Honestly, Neil, you get the fans coming up in all sort of wonderful times here. We might even leave that into the interview just on the basis of extraordinary.
Thank you, Peter.
Extraordinary. Anyway, meanwhile, back with the interview.
So, custards and vanilla slices are very nice as well. And plum bread, especially because that's a real Lincolnshire dish and lovely with savoury cheese.
Natasha.
Obviously, there's so many people here tonight already, and it's only the press night. Have you had a time to look around everywhere?
I haven't had a good look around, but obviously because there's quite a few people here this evening, so just a fleeting glance, and yeah, it is a good selection of goods, as well as food, as well as presents to get for Christmas.
Now, Neil, all three of our fine Madrid drive-outs are going to be engaging in serious baking competitions in a couple of weeks' time from now. It's the classic sort of midweek drive-out bake-off. Have you got any advice that you'd like to provide for them in terms of ways forward?
I think keep it simple. Because if you get the recipe too complicated, and because when you're under the stress of time factor doing things, that can, when mistakes can happen. So keep things simple and, you know, practice beforehand.
That's very good advice, and from the man himself, so.
And we say this every year at the Lincolnshire Show, Neil, but it's time we actually did a full day in the life of Neil Curtis. Are you up for that in 2017?
Yes, okay, I'm up for that, definitely.
Sue, the time has come to say au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, farewell.
It was absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed it here this evening. Once again, Lincolnshire Agricultural Society pulling off a marvellous event. I always enjoy coming, and it's been wonderful.
And the great news is, Bridget, you're not leaving this location report in tears.
No.
Excellent.
But I have no words, I'm Swedish, and this is amazing!
Well, I think we got the message. Fantastic.
Approval.
Absolutely. Okay, well, so our final things. Sam, we're just closing thoughts from yourself on this grand event.
Oh, super, absolutely amazing. A lot of people have got a real treat tomorrow when they come in to see the food, the wines, wonderful
the
gifts.
Santa Claus
actually.
Workshops.
Yeah, Santa Claus workshops. Yes, I saw that too. And don't look out for the lovely little decorations, which are a bargain at £1 each. Beautiful.
And Tessa, of course, is going to avail herself of a fine lift that you're providing for her. She's coming back tomorrow with, I think, 7 of the Snart family.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. That's right. And I absolutely recommend the little Dutch pancakes that are absolutely awesome. And the beef roll from just across the way. The food is amazing.
Professor Rolls, we've got a few sort of final sort of words with the respect to Tessa and the team as we're dropping all sorts of pens and images from that point of view. Tessa, as you sort of head off, I just got a few sort of final words. Tessa, your thoughts on the evening?
It's been absolutely magnificent. Everybody should definitely come down over the weekend. There's so much to see, so much on offer.
See you at the next Midweek Drive and enjoy your trip with the Sam Stones and David Howe experience.
I know, it should be great. Thank you.
Brilliant. And Natasha, your thoughts on your first official Midweek Drive location report?
It's been brilliant, really. I've been fed, I've been watered.
Neil Curtis.
I know, met Neil Curtis, got baking tips from him. I now know what strategy I'm going for. So, no, it's just been a wonderful evening and lovely people, great stalls.
Hannah, thoughts for yourself?
I've loved my time here. It's a great event.
Reasonably interesting location report.
Oh, yes, a reasonably interesting.
Coming back again?
I definitely would. More than a reasonably interesting location report.